Hey everybody, the show's gonna start in a while.
Maybe.
Maybe. Unless I snort more cocaine again.
Yeah, because you do that a lot.
Yeah, I did last night. That was really bad. RBCP had to shut the whole thing down because of it. He was like, screw this, and he just like turned all the lights out at Cacti Radio. Shut the whole station down.
Yeah. I opened the breaker box and shut off all the switches.
I'm awesome. I'm gonna have a much better intro next time, I hope. Okay, so Brad's my co-host. This is like a test show, so it's probably gonna suck. It's like the first show ever.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I'm so confused.
Brad.
It doesn't make sense when I'm not pushing buttons.
I know. It's like, it's crazy technology.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
You shared it with me. Thank you. Brad shared his technology with me.
I'm going to listen to us on the stream while we talk.
Okay. That'll be super confusing.
Listen to what we're saying now.
Brad's my co-host. This is like a test show. So it's probably going to suck. It's like the first show ever.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
So in a few minutes, that's going to repeat all again, because I just played it over the air.
Right.
And then the universe will explode.
Thanks, Brad.
Sure.
Or RBCP. I guess you want to be called RBCP.
I don't care.
Oh, well, I'm OMG. Most people know me as Roxy, but from now on, I want to be known as OMG. I don't want my antics to be connected to my name.
So everyone that calls in should call her Roxy, just to piss her off.
The call-in number is 484-240-4050. Hello, unknown caller.
Hi, it's me.
Oh, it's you?
I'm calling on my cell phone. Isn't that crazy?
You're the first caller and the co-host.
I'm so amazing.
The first caller ever to the fun show.
Long time listener, first time caller.
You've been listening for a whole 6 minutes. Congratulations.
It's amazing. You need an applause, Sam.
I'm going to hang up on you.
All right, bye.
Ring. Or ding. Hang up noise.
I should get the real phone and hang up for you.
Oh, okay. Go do that real quick.
Oh,
you need to call again on your phone. We need to do that whole thing over.
No. It's across the room. I don't feel like getting up.
I don't know where my phone is. Darn. My phone has a phone number in it. Oh, it's over there. I'll get it later.
My kids are sleeping. I don't want to slam things around up here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You save all your JonBenet murders for, like, when they're not home.
That's right.
So, I never formally introduced the show. This is the fun show with OMG and the co-host Brad, or RBCB.
I wrote on Facebook and Twitter that it was called Fun Bags.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the fun show.
Can it be called Fun Bags?
We can call it Fun Bags today. Just today.
All right.
So, this is the Fun Bag show with RBCB and Roxy.
And I'm going to giggle every time you say that.
Fun bag?
Yeah.
You're going to be like my laugh track, Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
Except you're going to giggle.
Yep.
Like a girl.
Yeah. I'm girlier than Matt.
You're definitely girlier than Matt. Probably gayer, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Somebody's calling me on my phone.
On your home phone?
No, my cell phone.
Oh. Your cell phone sounds like a 90s, like, cordless phone or something.
I choose those rings on purpose. I love those rings. It's probably, like, my boyfriend calling me. Like, what are you doing? I told you.
If he was a good boyfriend, he would know what you're doing, because...
Oh, he does. He's probably just trying to screw me up. Oh, I'm kidding.
What a dick.
So I want to play this, I just wanted to say it's the fun show, and it's going to be every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Central. And if you live in a different time zone, you can figure it out on your own. I'm sorry about that. But it's basically the same time as the phone show, just the next day.
This is so confusing, because Like, you're announcing times in Central, and I'm announcing them on Pacific, and Carlito's announcing Eastern. So we need a show in the Mountain Time Zone.
We do. Maybe Chris Ellerbeck can do it.
That'd be great. Where's he live?
He lives in Utah.
Oh, that's right.
I think, is he a mountain, or is he in Pacific?
Yeah, I'm looking at the map. It's mountain.
Okay, let's figure this out before we move on to the next.
Okay.
Where does Chris Ellerbeck live?
It's in Mountain. I'm looking.
Chris Ellerbeck told me that his mom knows all about me.
Really?
One time we were talking on Skype, and his mom came in the room, and she's like, Chris, do you want anything to drink? And he put it on mute, and then he unmuted, and he was like, yeah, Mom, I want a beer. And I was like, does your mom know you're talking to some 28-year-old woman in Texas? And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess she figured it out when I asked if I could go to your birthday party, if we could drive down to Texas to go. I was like, you actually asked your mom? I thought you were kidding.
He used to call me from his home phone in Utah all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have his home number? Should we call him?
Well, no, I never wrote it down or anything.
Oh, okay.
He used to always do that. So Gordo is calling me right now, and I think he thinks I'm the call-in line.
Oh, but you're not. It's 484-240-4050.
That's a lot of fours and
that's
zeros.
That's what Gordo needs to call.
Yeah, stupid Gordo. Maybe if he gets on here, I can leave.
240-4050. You want to go?
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I'll hang up on you, because if you say it again, I really will hang up on you.
No, don't do that, please.
Don't, please. Please don't. Hey, listen to this lady.
I heard your mouse clicking. You're so unprofessional.
Listen, you need to get a life and stop calling people's fucking phones asking them about the weather. But since you want to
I don't hear a lady.
Little fucking bitch,
oh, you don't have the thing unmuted.
You will be getting
up on top.
A call every hour.
Brad.
What?
You interrupted.
No, there was no.
What?
Oh, well. No, you asked me to listen and I can't hear it.
Oh, well,
can you hear it?
I guess. I emailed it to you, so you've heard it before. It's the weather lady.
Ah, okay.
So, just be quiet for like 30 seconds, okay?
Sorry.
Guys, next show, it will be much better. I'm going to actually have stuff loaded into the program so I can play it from the program. But this is a new hard drive, and I don't have anything on it. So, I apologize for the unprofessional things going on here, like my mouse clicking and stuff. Okay, just be quiet for 24 seconds,
okay? Alright,
listen.
Can't.
Listen, Stanky. You need to get a life and stop calling people's fucking phones asking them about the weather. But since you want to be an immature little fucking bitch, we can do the same. You will be getting a call every hour on the hour for the next 2 weeks. Bye, bitch.
So apparently she's going to call me every hour on the hour for the next 2 weeks.
And how's that been going? Like, are you sick of the hourly calls?
She stopped doing it Sunday night.
Ah.
That message was left for me Sunday morning. And
after like one call.
Yeah. She called me, I think, like 4 times. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there. I might have to give her a call and ask her why she's slacking.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Let's do it.
Okay, talk for about 2 minutes while I get the number.
Come on.
Okay, 30 seconds.
Hate this show. I'm like the Spessa of your show. I'm just going to like groan and be annoyed with everything. Why didn't Gordo call? He doesn't want to be
a disaster.
Yeah, I heard. I was saying some, like, really compelling things, and you interrupted it.
Oh, what did you say? Go ahead, keep going.
Oh, never mind.
No, it's okay, keep going.
No, it's okay, whatever, you know, if you don't want to hear it.
No, I definitely want to hear it.
No, it's okay, just whatever, let's just call this lady.
No, I want to hear what you were saying.
There was nothing compelling. I don't say compelling things.
You do sometimes.
Nah.
Just no one's around.
How come on my Skype it says there are two unknown numbers on with us?
because somebody called and it was unknown caller, and I didn't remove them from, I guess. Oh,
yeah, it's because I'm using an old version of Skype, probably.
Yeah, Skype is so complicated.
Me and my stupid Mac.
I hate Macs.
I love Macs.
We used to call this lady and ask her about the weather, and she would never tell us the weather. She never told us the weather. I just wonder what the weather is.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah. You might talk to her boyfriend, her baby daddy.
Yeah, he's a genius.
That's what she calls him. I think Space Bison's calling me.
Holy crap.
Space Bison, be quiet.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box.
Aww.
Of...
Yo, it's Drew. Leave it.
Drew?
To leave a voice message,
I'll leave
press
him a message.
1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished,
they want to charge us for 2 minutes instead of 1.
Or press pound for more options.
Hello, I am calling because I have a question. I would like to know if currently where you're at, if it's sunny or snowing or rainy or any of those other conditions, atmospheric conditions. So please get back to me. You know my number.
Yeah.
It's 484-240-4050. Please call ASAP because this is important. Thanks.
Skank face.
Okay, thanks, bye.
She called me skank face. I'm like, what's a skank face? Hey, oh, Space Bison. Hello?
Hello?
Space Bison?
He's just fucking with us. He's trying to make your show suck.
All he's doing is just calling just to listen.
What a dick.
Space
I'd hang up on him.
Talk. God.
Is he really doing that?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have access to a computer. Maybe he's poor.
Yeah.
You know what? I need to turn my phone off during, you know, this needs to be like in the movie theater.
You're so unprofessional.
I know. I'm terrible. I don't know why this keeps happening to me. I can't seem to... Sometimes it won't let me add people, and it won't let me dial.
Oh, it's just Skype. Skype sucks so bad about that.
I know, but we love it, don't we?
Yeah, it's the best thing to use. Gordo! Ugh. Oh, wait, he's, like, messaging me.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what was that vibrator noise?
That's my vibrator.
Hey, baby!
Oh, look, it's Snowball.
The wife.
So awful.
Snowball, welcome to the Funbag Show.
Hi.
With your hosts, OMG and RBCP.
And Roxy.
Okay. How are you, Snowball?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Good.
Don't call her Snowball.
Do you have a number? Sorry. She answers to it.
Yeah, I like the name Snowball.
Wink, wink.
I came up with it.
Oh, you whore.
It's so much better than Snow White.
Yeah, Snow White's just kind of gay.
No. You don't know the story behind it.
Quit being gay.
Oh, I don't want to know the story. I want to know, do you have any phone numbers you want us to call?
Actually, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, Brad, I
can
gay.
Be anybody?
Yeah, it can be anybody. Just tell me the number.
Do you know how to put us off air so we can tell the numbers?
Just tell me the damn number.
Okay,
hold on. Let me ask RBCP, the head of the radio station. Should we let him just say numbers? Because he's
on
Skype.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he doesn't care. It's approved.
Okay.
There's only 9 people listening, so.
Okay.
Only?
That's yeah, we're totally unpopular.
Okay.
Here, Snow White, text me the number and I'll send it to Roxy.
Oh, okay.
OMG.
Could you guys be more prepared?
Forever, guys. Yeah, it's gonna take forever. Hey, Gordo.
Okay.
Gordo? Is he doing the Space Bison thing and just calling so he can listen?
No, he asked me what your Skype name was. I guess we should have given that out, too.
Well, he added me. Even though I've already added him before, now he's not talking.
I unadded all of your friends when I had access to your thing.
You never had access to my account.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. That lie doesn't work.
That didn't work. Gordo. El Gordo Uno. Well, I'm going to have to hang up on him, too. This is retarded.
No, it isn't.
Why don't people talk when they call in, especially when they try to call like two or three times?
Bunch of jerks.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Are you guys gonna do another
now he's
show?
Calling.
I don't give a
Gordo.
Shit. Gordo. Hey, I just heard my voice.
Gordo. Speak.
All right.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay. Did you send me the number?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now. Her name is Fanny.
Fanny?
I don't have her number.
Like a fanny bag?
Yeah. Yeah, just say it's Snow White. If you have her number, I don't
have
her number.
What's her name?
Sanny.
Fanny.
Sanny?
S-A-N-N-Y.
S-A-N-N-Y. That rhymes with Fanny.
And she's recently engaged to her boyfriend in New York.
And she's only like 16, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that illegal in Canada?
No, it's legal. We can have sex
Maybe.
At 16.
Hmm.
Okay, so do you want the number?
Yeah, I think, dude, your dude slice was supposed to send it to me.
No, you can say it over on here.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Just say it.
Okay. 647. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. And I think I'm getting... Yep. Oh.
I was talking to Brad. Brad, she's reading the book and she loves it.
I love it. You guys are the best.
The Phone Losers book?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want to promote that crap on my show.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about phone losers on this show.
This is a fun
really?
Show.
Yeah, this is Fun Bags.
Oh.
It's not working. God, thanks for giving me, like, the crappiest number in the whole world.
How does a Skype number have a busy tone?
I don't know. Bye.
It's a fast busy tone. Did you hang up on Tombstone and Snowball?
Yeah.
Aw.
They were boring.
I hate them so much. I wish they'd just stop calling forever.
I think anybody that's in love should just not call the show. I had to hang up on Gordo because he's not talking either.
Adorable.
Hey!
What's up?
It's Drunken Matt and Slacker.
What's up?
Hey!
Wait, now are we breaking the rule?
Oh. Hang on. This is bad.
There's two of us.
There is two of us.
This is really bad. I don't know
Why
what's
is it bad?
Going on. With the Skype. Oh, well.
Uh-oh. We broke it?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, you broke it. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out Skype, you know, and it's just not working. That's terrible. I'm really bad at using Skype. El Gordo Uno. Hello, Gordo? Well, I'm going to have to hang up on him, too. Oh, wow, he's just replaying the show for me. That's great. Gordo? Hello? He's not answering. Why? I can't hear you at all. Volume's all the way up. Go fix your computer. Yeah, go fix your computer. Technical difficulties.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
I hung up on you.
Oh, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
It's okay. I get the hint.
Somehow I couldn't resume the call. I don't know why.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Skype is just being weird.
I don't get it.
Well, Tombstone wants me to call him back. I don't know what to do.
Of course he does. Fucking Tombstone.
You know, El Gordo's computer isn't working. He's talking, and we can't hear him. So I told him to go fix his computer.
Ah, I see.
Well, let's call someone.
Okay. Who should we call?
Well, I definitely don't want to call Space Bison, because he doesn't answer.
Yeah, he's a jerk, too.
He doesn't talk. Nobody talks. I'm just going to call a random number. Are you cool with that?
Okay. Like it's up to me. Come on.
Oh, no, but, you know, you're the one listening. Or co-hosting.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess. Whatever.
I don't have to call with an exchange that I know. This is in a town I used to live in. So I hope they don't actually know me, because that would be really ridiculous.
Is it in the 903 area code?
Yes, sir.
I remember your area code. Well, I used to call you at your work, remember?
My hotel work?
Place? Yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome if you worked at a hotel now?
Oh no, I did it again. Are you there, Brad? Brad?
Hi.
ADCP? I did it again.
Ugh. That's okay.
I needed to add him to conference, not just answer the call.
Oh,
I'm still getting used to the Skype after having it for over a year.
Yeah, you weren't, like, around for the initial couple months of the phone show. I fucked up everything all the time, like every show on Skype. So don't feel bad.
Every single one?
Pretty much.
We can't even hear old Gordo Uno. He needs to fix his computer.
Stupid Gordo.
He says, now is a good time to say I'm the fake, so learn to be smart. I knew I already had him added. Isn't that kind of ridiculous?
Yeah, no, it's okay. He got me too.
Yeah, that's okay.
Quick, block him so it doesn't happen again. I keep meaning to do that, but
oh,
I always...
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to remove him. Oh, look.
He put
El Gordo Ono.
Ah.
He said Uno.
He's a crafty one.
And then you changed the nickname to say Uno.
Yep.
Okay, so anybody else doing a show on Cacti Radio needs to be aware.
He's a terrorist.
If anyone else does a show on Cacti Radio, you got to be careful for the El Gordo Uno, the fake one.
I keep forgetting to block him.
Who's the other fake?
Oh, there was one for Legend and some other people.
Hey, Tom Stone, you don't have to be quiet, but sometimes I have to hang up because Skype gets worse. Like, the quality gets worse.
Just 1 second.
Snowball?
You know, used to, on the phone show, I only took, like, one call at a time.
Oh, he hung up on me.
He's just fucking with your show.
Okay, I'm gonna go get a phone number.
Okay. Okay. I'm not gonna, like, hold things together and talk.
We need to make some phone calls, because, you know, nobody's calling in, even though the phone number is 484-240-4050.
Or on Skype, TEHROXY.
Don't give out my Skype.
Really? I can't?
No, I'm kidding. I don't care. This is a guy that we called once on Craigslist about some lunch boxes.
Lunch boxes? What the hell?
Tombstone asked him, what kind of lunch boxes do you have? He had, like, these old retro lunch boxes. And the dude's like, I don't know. And Tombstone's like, how can you not know what you have?
He's like, that's just weird.
It was really weird. So we should call him and ask him if he has any lunch boxes.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Oh, I'll do it, sure.
Okay, you do it. I can turn it. That should be easy.
Yeah. I should just get angry and hang up about that.
Whoa!
Hello, I'm calling about your ad.
Which ad?
On Craigslist about the lunch boxes.
Yes.
What kind of lunch boxes are they?
What kind of lunch boxes? The ones in the picture?
I use links. So there's no pictures.
Let me look it up real quick.
Okay. Hurry the hell up.
What's that?
I said hurry the fuck up.
Okay.
You're wasting my time.
Alright.
Are they yellow? Are they blue?
Actually, they're not even coming up. Let's see.
Oh god, you're an idiot. Are there any green ones?
Hold on, let me look.
Can't you just go look in the closet where you keep them?
What a fucking idiot.
I hate this guy so much.
That's fucking stupid. I don't even know what he's selling.
If I do go to pick him up, I'm going to punch him in the teeth.
Okay. You going to do?
I said I'm going to give you a hug and squeeze your balls.
Do you have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle lunchbox?
No, I don't.
Do you have Scooby-Doo?
I didn't have one.
Why are you still selling these lunchboxes? Is it because you ask everyone to look at the picture and you never tell anybody anything about the lunchboxes? I'm blind. I called you a month ago.
I sold a bunch of them already.
Did you sell it to a bunch of blind people that didn't care what it looked like?
I don't think so, because they drove.
You know what?
Blind people can't drive cars, is that what you're saying? God.
I think it's kind of hard.
You're so mean.
That's what she said. It's hard. Giggle, giggle.
Yeah, I did say that last night. Hey, Tombstone, it's the lunchbox dude.
Oh my god. Hey, do you have X-Men? Do you have X-Men? Like, not new X-Men, but yellow Wolverine lunchbox? I want yellow Wolverine.
Can you put lunch yellow in the lunchbox for us?
Yellow Wolverine.
Can you put a turkey sandwich in there?
X-Men lunchbox.
Can you put a
turkey
sandwich in there?
Give me yellow Wolverine!
I just want a damn turkey sandwich in my lunchbox, that's all.
Rogue is sexy. I want a Rogue lunchbox. Please.
Turkey sandwich is extra.
I'll give you $2 for an X-Men lunchbox, and maybe $2 more for a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Like, either all of them or just one. My favorite is Michelangelo. He's the best.
You're not gonna kick them, are you?
I want a lunchbox!
Do the lunchboxes come with a ball squeeze?
Come with a what?
Does a lunchbox come with a ball squeeze?
You know, ball stress reliever.
Hello?
Hello?
You know what? This lunchbox guy just won't
hang up. I want a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle lunchbox. I'll pee everywhere.
This guy is an idiot.
I'm going to pee everywhere if I don't get my fucking lunchbox.
He's just enjoying our company.
Yeah, he just kind of sat there and just listened to us after a while.
I'm going
to
pee everywhere if I don't get Michelangelo lunchbox. So Wolverine.
Get angry
yellow
with
Wolverine.
Me. That sucked.
Here's a Sprint BlackBerry Curve, still in the box. Great phone to start your kids off with.
Oh, yeah, a Wolverine.
Kids don't
mean?
Need cell phones.
What?
Great phone to start your kids off with? Are you kidding me?
I know so many people that buy cell phones for their kids. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh crap, now we have to pay an extra $40 a month.
Why would you give a BlackBerry to a kid? Like, what is your kid, like a stockbroker?
If I got a kid, I would give it a Cricket cell phone.
Huh?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you have this cell phone for sale?
No, I think you got the wrong number. On Craigslist?
Don't be a bitch about it.
Seriously, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
I messed that up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We have hundreds of people. Guess what? I'm calling myself, except you gave out my Skype ID, so this fake Skype dude has my name with a zero in it.
Oh.
Hi, Roxy. Hey, Roxy. Yeah. Cool, I fell for that one. Yeah, he has my name with a zero in the username instead of an O.
Well, I would have been fooled.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably... he fooled me. And I'm Roxy. She's like, no. Oh, wait. Oh, yes. Yes, this is the right number. Yeah, whatever. I got an iPhone 3GS that works great. This is what the person says. It's only been used for about 6 months, has a few scratches and bumps.
That sounds great.
I wonder how many scratches and bumps. Hey, you have that iPhone?
The iPhone?
Yeah.
On cables?
No, it's on hookersforrent.org.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Craigslist.
Yeah, I already sold it.
Oh, you did? Can you take it back from the person? Because I'll give you like double for it. Instead of $90, I'll give you $180.
It's already sold. I sent it off.
You can't take it back?
No, I sent it off.
Contact them and tell them to mail it back.
Well, I mean, what kind of iPhone are you looking for?
Don't be a douche.
Hey, you're being a dick about this, really? I'm looking for a fucking iPhone. What do you mean? What kind?
It's an iPhone. Come on, get it.
My kid's whining in the background. He hung up. That was just too much for him. I want you guys, I don't know, who wants to do this? You want to call about animals for sale and ask about, like, you know, can I do this or that with the animal? You know what I mean?
Like, are you still there, Tombstone?
Yeah, I'm here. I let me talk to you. Okay.
I think, yeah, you would love to.
This is a 2-year-old registered bloodhound female is looking for bloodhound male for date, companionship, and possible short-term family.
Hot.
My owner will make the arrangements.
If you have sex with a dog, can you kill it?
They're looking for a mate for their female.
Yeah, I know. I'm a mate.
You know, so you can
call... Reality is legal in Washington.
Yeah, you can ask if, you know, you can call and say, I'm applying for the thing on Craigslist.
Yeah.
You
oh, God,
do
I can't do that. I can't do that. No wife's going to call me any minute. And
Snowball?
I don't want to do...
Okay.
No wife.
Hey, Brad, do you want to do it? Just act really perverted and disgusting. Be like, yeah, I'm calling about the ad.
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm a female. It's not as perverted.
Oh, what do I have to do? I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening to your dumb show.
Okay. And you're on it.
Sorry.
This ad says, a 2-year-old AKC registered bloodhound female is looking for a bloodhound male for a date, companionship, and possible short-term family.
Wait. So we're not buying a dog.
No, they're looking for a female,
to impregnate.
A male dog to impregnate the female. But they don't say... You know, they just say for date, companionship, and possible short-term family. So you should call and try to date the dog.
No, I can't do that, but I can do it.
Why? Why can't you do it?
I have no idea. Just give me a second. I'm putting you guys on hold. Snowball's going to come on.
Oh, Snowball.
God, he's so pussy-whipped.
I know, it's disgusting.
Remember the old Tombstone?
I don't even remember the old Tombstone anymore.
Remember, like, all the other girls? All the other girls he's brought onto the show, he's been able to walk all over them, but not Snowball.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yep. She totally owns him.
Totally. Well, I'm gonna call this, lady and ask her if my, that's an annoying beep.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 220-2.
Well, let's call their other number. They put two numbers on here. Come on, you can be really creepy.
I'm drawing pictures right now, though.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. I can try.
I can do it and then be like, yeah, it's for my husband.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was speaking for my husband, but he decided he wants to speak.
I'm wondering about the dog. On Craigslist.
The
dog's for dating. We were wondering if, I mean, do we get to? Can we borrow the dog from you, or do you have to borrow it from us? Ours, I mean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The dog, stupid. The dog on Craigslist.
The bloodhound?
Yeah, the bloodhound, dummy.
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, God, you're so dumb.
No, I actually, Skype actually puts the number, you know, makes it easy for me to click on it, so I didn't have to dial anything.
Yeah, she just copy and pasted it, so don't be...
Yeah, it's just totally the right number. It's in the ad. Are you in Linden?
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Are you in Linden, Texas?
You don't need to be a bitch about it.
God, idiot. Who would put an ad out there and then just deny it?
Well, someone else probably did it and put the wrong number in.
But they shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, they shouldn't have. But they did.
She's getting all sorts of numbers now. Well, you know what? Somebody put the phone number as the title, so when I clicked on it to view it, it tries to call it in Skype. I can't even click the ad.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Who would do that?
Crazy. Hey, can I give you a number to call? These people have been calling me all day, calling the Cacti radio line.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Do you want to see who they are?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pasting it to you.
Okay, because, you know, we wouldn't want to give it out.
No, of course not.
We wouldn't want them to receive plenty of calls.
I mean, maybe they're trying to call into the show, so...
Oh, that's a very good point.
But no, they've been calling me all, like, I think a lot today.
Hello, the Dragon Ball Z fan? Who is that? That's, you know what?
This is the fake...
This dude's working really hard to make new accounts. He says, Gordo, wait, please, don't ban me. I want to explain.
He's not Gordo. Hang up on
He's
that.
He's not Gordo.
Come on.
He won't talk. No, wait, I'm the fake one. Yeah, no shit. Wow, this is making my show really exciting.
Yeah, that's like back when Tombstone used to try and fuck with the phone show. Him and his cronies.
Yeah, this was back in the day before he got a girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he used to hate the phone show.
Now he loves it just because his girlfriend forbids him from listening to it. No, she didn't. I'm just kidding.
He's so whipped. No, you're not. Stupid Tombstone. God.
Who are we calling?
I don't know who they are.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Who the hell are you? Don't ask me.
You called us, bitch.
Yeah, take that. What do you think about that?
Were you calling a 505 number earlier today, maybe several times?
Maybe nonstop.
Yeah, who the fuck is this? I saw your ad on Craigslist.
Oh, don't be a jerk.
God, what a bitch.
We hate you so much.
Which
can you hear these people, babe? These crazy ass people are calling you, babe, talking shit. Look at them. Listen to them.
Who are you talking to?
They're fucking psycho, babe. Who is this?
They're psycho, babe.
This is your mom.
Ma'am, I have a question for you.
Bitch?
Do you live in a single wide or a double wide?
She can't even say anything without cussing. Which ad are you talking about?
I don't know. I called several. I don't know who this is or which one I called.
What have you been calling about?
What have you been calling about? That's what we're wondering.
What kind of things are you looking to sell? Because we have a lot
to offer. There's several different items.
You guys are bullshitting. You guys called me talking shit. What the fuck?
That's because you answered and were a bitch about it.
Yeah.
You get what you give, bitch.
What the fuck?
What's the weather like over there?
What?
What's the weather over there?
It's a very important. It's related to the ad.
It's sticky.
Sticky?
It's just peachy.
Peachy? Okay, so what were you calling about? Because I'm going to hang up on you in 2 seconds if you don't tell me.
And then you'll be sorry.
I was calling because I wanted to ask you if you could suck my cock.
You have one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right over.
No, I want it.
Wow.
She was kind of cool.
I wonder which ad that was.
I don't know. She left a lot of blank messages, like just empty, not saying anything messages.
At this point, I somehow got kicked off the stream and the entire show stopped. But thanks for listening to the first episode of The Fun Show. And please tune in every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Central. And I also want to thank you for putting up with all the Skype noises in this particular show. It'll get better. I hope. Next time.